This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, it helps if you have a mic. Okay, Joe Pacino, your host, always a pleasure. Welcome back to what I consider another session of insanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You got a lot going on up there, a lot to get involved in, if you will. And give me your email address. It's real simple. Every week we send out an email. We'll let you know what's going on, who we're going to have on the show, the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. And again, I appreciate the time you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. You know, Brad Dacus will join us after the break, after the first break. And you know, why, how easy we sometimes give up our legal rights? It's crazy. Is it because we don't know them? Is it because we're tired of, well, I hope it's not because we're tired of fighting for them, because many people died fighting for our rights, right? So hopefully we're not going to worry about that. Oh, my God. The amount of emails I get during the show, what topics you want me to hit on, some of the stuff we've already talked about. And now it's gotten to the point, we'll talk about this later on, now it's gotten to the point where we have to have people with guns, think about this, Christians with guns that are guarding college crosses from Antifa thugs, because they've been going around cutting down and burning crosses. I'm just kind of curious here. When did Jesus become the bastion of white supremacy? Someone who's not even white. I'm just curious. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, today, you've all heard, unless you're in a coma, you've heard about the Beirut blast today. Massive explosion. I don't know how many of you saw the video, or videos, many of them out there. And it's, I don't know if it looked like a nuclear bomb, because it didn't have that big mushroom cloud with the explosion before the shockwave. But, man, I'll tell you what, when it went off, you watch it from several angles, you could see the wave, the shockwave coming through. I don't know if any information really other than the death toll has been updated, or if we'll ever really know exactly what it was. President Trump said that, you know, he believed it to be, or his impression was that, you know, it was a bombing, period. Others aren't so sure. But some of the reading I was doing about that area and what's going on there, Hezbollah has unofficial control of that port. God only knows what came into it. So, we'll, you know, some people say it was a manufacturing, some kind of manufacturing explosion. But not everybody's believing that. Not everybody's believing that that's really what happened. That was one. I don't think I've seen an explosion even in this country like that. There were people 2 miles away that felt a shockwave. Not heard the explosion, actually felt a shockwave. So, you know, I'm sure we'll know more in the next days and weeks to come. But, man, I can't even imagine what that felt like. I can't even imagine what they thought was going down. They already had their share of trouble. I don't know if you know. Beirut's been in a financial spiral. Lebanon as a whole has been in a financial spiral. The Democrats and Republicans today, you know, it's really funny that we've got to the point now. It's Dems and Republicans. Everything is a Dem and Republican story. Is anything an American story? Is anything, you know, a bunch of Americans got together to say, no, they really see it as an us versus them. Now, I know there's Republicans like that, too, but I don't know many of the ones that I hang around with where it's an us versus them. I'm one of the most colorful guys I know. If you've never heard him speak, you got to listen to him. Senator Kennedy, out of, I think he's out of Louisiana, right? And he blames Democrats for making no progress in the coronavirus relief negotiations. That's because Nancy Pelosi has put money in there for everything. They do this all the time. That's why I was joking years ago. I used to call it the Clean Bill Act. We need to have clean bills that are strictly about whatever the issue is. That's all. If we're trying to help right now, help people get back on their feet again, then this money should strictly be common sense dollars going to get people back to work, get businesses running again, helping states out with strictly coronavirus issues. Nancy wants money in there. Of course she does. For all her buddies that mismanaged their states, were running them into the ground, for the pension funds that they've screwed up. You know, if you work for the state in any way, or a government agency for that matter in any way, you, here in California, the payment on your retirement plan, or the money received on your retirement plan is around 7%. That's what they expect that they'll gain every year for retirement dollars, pension plans. The funny thing about all this, though, is they haven't hit it in years. So you know who makes it up? It's the taxpayer. In your taxes, part of what gets paid is money that gets put aside for somebody else's pension plan. Which is like, just think about this. How crazy it is. Anyway, Brad Dacus will join us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, and truly being part of the solution. You've got to be part of the solution. And you don't know it all. I don't know it all. That's why I bring on people that have a clue. You know, I'm doing what you're doing. I just get paid to spend more time reading that trash that they're posting out there. Other than that, you know, seriously, I'm not any smarter than anybody else. So you really have to pay attention. I am surprised at how many people really don't know what's going on around them. Really don't have a clue as to what's happening. You know, again, here in Los Angeles, for instance, it is not the school districts that are keeping the schools from opening. It's Mr. Governor who sends it down to the, you know, local county, and then the county decides, based on their health department, whether you can open or not. So don't just beat, I mean, I happen to be sensitive to this, but don't just beat on the school district people. They don't have total control. Anyway, let's get to it, though. I love when I have this guy. It's so informative, and a lot of you love the information that he brings to us. Brad Dacus, who is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, and I love when he's on with me. Brad, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, so listen, let's start at the top here. Tell people what PJI is before we get into the conversation and we forget.
Oh, you bet. Pacific Justice Institute, PJI, is a nonprofit legal defense organization defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We have more offices across the country than any other legal organization of our kind. We're also unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile, cherry-pick kind of a case attitude. We make sure no one is left on the side of the road. Everyone gets help when it comes to and free representation when it comes to these issues of religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life. And we have great resources. In fact, we're going to be coming out on August 21st with a film. It's for a mature audience only adults. It's very explicit sexually, but it's called Sex, S-E-X-X-X, Education Curriculum. And it's going to really expose what's going on in our schools regarding what's even being taught down to the kindergarten level. So it's going to be very eye-opening. It's going to debut on August 21st, and people can watch it for free if they pre-register on our website, pji.org. And hopefully they won't be somehow taken off the air. You know, we just can't assume that, because but it's going to just really blow the lid off exactly what the children are going to be exposed to at a very, very, very young age. And
stuff they're already being exposed to. You and I have talked about this. I've sent pictures out to other people. And listen, if you have a problem with the video platform, you let me know and we'll work something out, because I know a platform that will not stop you from showing this kind of thing or allow anything to get in your way. So, that's why I keep telling people, we have in my local area, we have elections coming up for elementary school, and the people that are running are very much into this kind of sex education. So, you know, if you want your kids to see porn clips and porn style, writing and drawings and what have you, then don't do anything about it. Your kids will learn all about sex with anyone, anyhow, and as many as they want from school. People, you know, you can tell it's my hot button. It just makes me nuts that people don't pay attention when it comes to their kids. Hey, listen, I want to talk to you about this, something to do. Now, writing with chalk on a sidewalk is somehow illegal and an arrestable offense, provided, you know, I mean, if you're not really following what mainstream, if you write BLM, you're fine. But if you're out in front of a Planned Parenthood and you're not writing anything vulgar, I guess that's bad, right?
Right. It's a clear double standard. Washington, D.C. Police arrested a couple of pro-life students who were out there, you know, in a very civil way, using chalk, which can be washed away very easily, making a statement about unborn babies matter. And that was the message, unborn babies matter. But because it didn't say black lives matter, or I say it's unborn, unborn lives matter is what
they
it was.
They were wearing T-shirts to say black baby lives matter, something like that, right?
Yes, exactly. So they're putting this in the chalk on the sidewalk. Very, very, very similar to what was being put on and painted actually on the streets, but with the blessing of the city of Washington, D.C. They were arrested. Yet, when it came time for people spray painting Black Lives Matter, they were blessed. So it's on public property, public sidewalks. What they were putting out was much, much smaller. It was on via chalk. It wasn't with paint. It wasn't a very large, big kind of production. And they were treated very, very, very differently than the radical BLM activists and organizers. And so it's a clear double standard, and it's something that I think is should be very concerning. And in fact, frankly, I'm just surprised in a way that Black Lives Matter organization BLM isn't supportive of the pro-life movement, if their desire is to really save lives, and particularly since Planned Parenthood, for every one baby per capita, white baby per capita that they kill five black unborn babies per capita, you'd think that, you know, they would stand up for the unborn, considering how much they're being targeted by Planned Parenthood, black unborn babies. So
you're so funny, Brad. You know,
yeah,
if Black Lives Matter really cared about black lives, they'd be in the inner cities, they'd be in the school districts there, they'd be pounding on the education system. There'd be so much they would be doing to make sure that the blacks, especially in the inner city, are treated well and you know, get the services they need. But they don't care. It has nothing to do with Black Lives Mattering.
You're right.
Anyhow, but what about a lawsuit on this? I mean, somewhere down the road, is there an ability to sue the city for this kind of thing? Because it is definitely, it's obvious, in your face, a double standard, is it not?
No, it certainly is. I know we at Pacific Justice Institute are actually trying to make contact with those students to represent them, to defend them. We take on criminal defense cases when it comes to pastors or individuals being criminally prosecuted for sharing their faith or sharing what they believe in a peaceful, responsible, legal way. This is just a classic example of the double standard that we see taking place across the country. And we're stepping up and making sure that these people are getting the protection that they need. So that's where the process of doing right now is trying to make contact to make sure that they've got someone defending them, if not us.
Well, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing, a lot of these people don't know what their rights are. When I read the story on it earlier, they talked about how that they were told specifically by the police department they would not be bothered. It was not an arrestable offense. So kind of like, yeah, you could say they were lied to. When we come back, I want to talk about the protests going on at churches every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about that more when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the number of COVID-19 deaths in Texas rises to 7,000, Governor Greg Abbott is giving assurances that the state will be able to handle any demands for supplies as the school year begins.
We have abundant supplies to make sure that we will be able to continue to provide PPE to schools, to hospitals, to nursing homes, to testing sites, to any operation in the state of Texas that's going to need PPE in response to the pandemic.
In Houston, Mayor Sylvester Turner has instructed police officials to begin issuing $250 fines to people that are not obeying the statewide mask mandate. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves has put in place a statewide mask order. He says he'll sign an order mandating all adults and students to wear masks while they're in school. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Before I get to my next guest, you know, it's really funny. I look at these headlines sometimes, and it depends on what site you're on, whether it's CNN or Fox or MSNBC or ABC to EFG. It's always really funny to watch the way they word these things. Like, you know, the peaceful protests were met with force by federal troops. You know, you read stuff like that, you have to laugh. You have to roll around laughing. Now I love, you know, one of these topics that I saw, I'm trying to get back to it, I can't find it. Gun-toting Christians. Like, what, they're worse than gun-toting Antifa people? Right? It's just amazing to me the way they word these things. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have Brad Dacus with me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. You need to head over and check it out, Brad. Thanks for joining me. Always love your time with me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Joe.
So, Brad, I know a couple of churches that are having Sunday protests, actually every Sunday, 10 o'clock. And, you know, you're seeing more and more churches trying to find creative ways to have church. And John MacArthur, who, you know, I guess a well-respected person in the Christian community, a pastor and what have you, he's decided, you know, he came out with a great piece that basically said, look, we're directed by Christ, not by Caesar. We follow what Jesus tells us to do, not what Caesar tells us to do, especially in an instance where they're keeping us from worshiping, they're keeping us from gathering. Has he got any solid ground to stand on? Is he going to be the world of hurt here soon or what?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. I do you have several dimensions here. One is, you know, is he violating the governor's order? Yes. And is the governor's order binding law? Yes. Because of the Emergency Services Act and the way the courts have given great discretion pursuant to that to the governor. That said, the Emergency Services Act doesn't last forever, and a lot of time has gone by since this, you know, first came out, these kind of ultimatums about closing churches. And there is a tipping point that Attorney General Barr has mentioned, and these other federal judges, where the new norm cannot be ignoring of religious freedom and the ability for people to go to church or synagogue. So I think, you know, here we are in the month of August. And this church is told that they have to stay shut down indefinitely. So this, I think he has a good shot in terms of both legally, but also I think he has a good shot politically, because he's very respectful. What they do is very health and safety oriented, safe distancing, etc. I think that at the end of the day, he doesn't require everyone to go to church. He has online services as well. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be very difficult politically for him to be handcuffed and put behind bars and arrested. We won't be any better than communist China or the former Soviet Union, I think, in the eyes of mainstream America, and that will have a definite backlash, especially happening to Dr. John MacArthur, who's the author of many respected books, Christian books and theology.
All right, but let me ask you, at what point in time, people keep asking me this question, at what point in time does this finally, for all involved, get in front of the Supreme Court? When does it finally get to the point where 7,000 churches countrywide say, okay, we've had enough of this, we need a ruling?
Well, right now we have a decision from the Supreme Court, 5-4, saying that churches can be closed so long as other like kind of institutions like movie theaters or classes are also closed. Well, we look at the fact that we're having some schools are going to be reopening. We have, that's a like kind where people are sitting in a place listening to someone speak, except of course the class is a lot longer. And I think that could be part of the foothold, but where we see this major pushback on behalf of churches. We had Pacific Justice had a major case against Calaveras County because they were saying a church couldn't meet at all, but they were allowing classrooms to open at the same time. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and the courts have held that. But the minority on the Supreme Court, the four votes that voted the other way, they were saying, hey, I know it's broader than that. If you're going to allow grocery stores to open, you're going to allow liquor stores, bowling alleys, restaurants to open, then you cannot close churches down at the same time. It doesn't have to be like kind per se to show that government is being bigoted and not respecting the fundamental right under the First Amendment specifically for churches and synagogues to be able to meet and gather. There's no such right for bowling alleys or restaurants in the First Amendment in that regard, except a rational basis. But here we're talking about much higher scrutiny, much higher protection, and the minority on the court recognized that. And with the new replacement of Ginsburg, I'm pretty confident there's a good chance that minority will be a majority moving ahead.
Yes, we're not wishing that Ginsburg dies, people, so keep your emails to yourself.
Yes.
Someday she's going to wake up and decide this is too much aggravation for her. She's in the hospital too much, and she just needs to spend some time at home enjoying her last days. And I don't mean the last 10 days. I just mean enjoying herself, period.
Yes.
So just so we're clear, because the people don't...
Oh, yes.
We're not wishing death on anybody. So,
right.
Yeah, and then you've got a lawsuit going on. You're talking about having church on Sunday, but you've got a lawsuit in Washington State on a peculiar type of church service. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's Washington State. It's a town near the border of Idaho, and this Planned Parenthood is filing a lawsuit against this church for having church services. Now, it's a different kind of church service. Everyone says churches should be meeting outdoors, so a group of churches have gotten together and they're having outdoor services. But where they're having their outdoor service is interesting. They're having it outside Planned Parenthood on grass that's public property, not Planned Parenthood property. They're not blocking the sidewalk. They're very orderly. They're not threatening anyone. They're not shooting in any walls or setting anything on fire. No one's getting killed. It's a Christian group lovingly worshiping the Lord and hearing a sermon from the Scriptures, and that's what they do. Well, Planned Parenthood is really upset and suing because apparently they're alleging that they're costing them business. They're losing money because women aren't coming in to have their abortions as often because when they come in, they see this, and I guess they feel convicted that, before God, that what they're doing is wrong, and perhaps, but whatever the reason, Planned Parenthood, for whatever reason, Planned Parenthood is suing because they know they're losing business. And this church, of course, one of the church leaders was asked about this, and he says, all we're doing is singing and worshiping the Lord before the gates of hell. And I think that was very well put.
That's great. Yeah, but you know, but they don't believe in prayer. They don't believe that, you know, God really exists in most cases. This is all hooey to them. Isn't it interesting that something that doesn't exist is such a threat to them, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. They like I said, Planned Parenthood is just all about, well, they're about business, so they want to make money, and of course they also want to target the black community, and they've done a very effective job on targeting the black community, unfortunately, to the tragedy of so many unborn babies of African American descent. So, but yeah, they're mostly, I think, about money, and they don't want to lose business, and so because I guess those church services are having an effect, a positive impact, they're actually being sued for a lawful, permitted church service in a public place, well within the confines of the law. Needless to say, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're representing that church, those group of people forming those church services, and we intend to represent them as far and as long as we need to make sure that they're protected against the likes of the bullies of Planned Parenthood.
Brad, when they bring a lawsuit like this, and they, I mean, I can't imagine they're gonna win this, but they lose. Can you go after damages for them? Can we start hurting them financially?
Potentially, yes, because it's a civil suit, so it's not about someone doing something criminal. Here, they're not being criminally charged. The Christians aren't in this situation, having the church service in this scenario. But so it's a civil suit. When you do have a civil suit, you can potentially get attorney fees from the opposing party when you prevail. So, yeah, there's a good chance that at the end of the day, Planned Parenthood may have to end up paying out attorney fees.
Well, I hope so. That and so much more. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad right after the break. Seriously, heat up your coffee and come on back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Meeting. He says he's stuck in a seminar that went long and he can't do it.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, many of you write me on a regular basis, whether it's emails or you poke me on Facebook or somewhere else. And remember, we are moving everything. I'm done with Facebook. I am done with Twitter. If you guys want to hang out there, you know, then you do it. But they squelch so much, not just my stuff. I've had friends of mine recently who've been in this business for years have had their page wiped out with no explanation. But you want us to stay there because it's the only place you seem to be comfortable hanging out. No, we are not going to be doing this much longer. I hold on to Facebook and Twitter just because of you guys. But, you know, we've moved over to Parler. We have a lot of activity going on at Parler, which is, for some of you who don't know, it's equivalent to Twitter. And then we're moving over to Spreely. And the reason we're using Spreely is because it's owned by a solid conservative who is willing to allow us to have freedom of speech, real freedom of speech. And then we're moving towards a video platform where our videos cannot be taken down and for all kinds of reasons, but they won't be taken down there. Anyway, let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. Brad, again, tell people what PJI.org is about. And people, you need to support organizations like this. You complain all the time about how the government gets away with stuff. Well, sometimes it's because people can't afford to defend themselves. And that's where PJI jumps in. Go ahead.
Yeah, we defend everyone without charge, churches, people of faith, business owners who have convictions. We defend parents' rights against liberal school districts, parents who want to homeschool, parents against social workers trying to unjustly take their kids. We give emergency counsel there. And then, of course, the pro-life movement. We do a lot of defense work, and we're very on the offense there. We have more offices, Joe, as I said earlier, in the United States, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life, than any other organization in the country. We have hundreds and hundreds of affiliate attorneys. And once again, we do it all without charge, and we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We're very unique. We make sure everyone gets help. And we have a great newsletter called The Legal Insider. It's free. They can sign up to get on the Internet, and they can also, if they get that, they'll also receive notice of the August 21st movie coming out on explicit sex education. It's for mature audiences only. It's August 21st, and they can register online for that as well, and the Legal Insider. So,
you know, I have a defense for you. I thought about this the other night. You know, I joke with people all the time. I'm driving down the street in a car. Something will come to my head, like a comedian, but I'm not trying to be funny, and I just write it down or I send a note to myself. You know, if you think about all the homeless we have, still, they're still out there. It's not like they're not there anymore. We're just not talking about them. And just take California. You know, you look at San Francisco, look at Oakland, look at Los Angeles City. We've got all these homeless people now telling us that you have to wear masks, that you have to wash your hands frequently. And why isn't their mortality rate at 98%? Right? If this is really that contagious, is that bad, why isn't it up at that level? And then the other question I have is, you know, if you get in front of a judge, you go, look, L.A. City Hall has seen diseases come back that they hadn't seen in decades because of the homeless guys living out front. So there seems to be a double standard here, if you would. Are they arresting those people? Are they fining those people for not wearing a mask? I'm just asking for a friend.
Well, yeah, you're right. It's a clear, ridiculous double standard. You know, you have the homeless over here not being fined, and that you've got upstanding citizens being fined, you know, who are law-abiding. You know, on one hand, you've got rioters allowed to pillage and vandalize on one side, and then you've got a church being told you can only have up to 100 people in your outside church service, you know, or not meet at all. We've seen this double standard playing over and over. It's not just one isolated case here or there. This is institutionalized, massive bigotry and discrimination and dehumanizing, in a way, people of faith and who abide by the law. And it's illogical, and yet it's massive because of those who are elected to office and their desire to play into and in favor of certain groups instead of being a representative and a public servant of all the people, giving all respect.
Yeah, that's the stuff that makes me crazy, is how we easily let all this stuff just slide by. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Anyhow, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. All right, let's talk about a couple of things. It's you don't even know. This stuff like burns in the back of my head on a regular basis. You've got a Bay Area church. They've been having services too, and that pastor has been brought up on criminal charges. But it doesn't surprise me because you're talking, you know, Bay Area, San Francisco, right? I mean, seriously.
Right. If he was leading a demonstration that wasn't permitted in a public place and streets and things, he would not be arrested because those have not been arrested who've been having unpermitted, unlawful gatherings. Pre-designated gatherings. Those people are not arrested. But when he has on his own private property, in his own church service, a small gathering, and it's a small church, and he decides, and he has a church service there, that is criminal. And he's being criminally prosecuted. And, you know, mind you, he had safe distancing. They wore masks. Much more responsible than the rioters, or even the demonstrators that used to be there. yet he's being treated like a criminal. And here's the sad thing, Joe. I thought, okay, these charges are being brought, in the heat of the moment. The law enforcement sort of angry, intolerant, whatever. But they're really not gonna go through with this criminal prosecution, put this minister of the community behind bars for up to a year in the pen, or maybe even some of his church members or church leaders behind bars for their having a church service. Well, that's what they're doing. Months are going by, and they're continuing with the prosecution full steam ahead. And we at Pacific Justice, we have our chief counsel attorney handling this case himself, because it's the last thing we want is for pastors to have the message that you can be locked up behind bars simply for obeying God's, responsibly obeying God's command to not forsake the congregating together, as it says in Scripture. So we want to make sure that this does not result in him going to prison when you have so many other people violating the law openly, disrespectfully, not wearing masks, and they not only don't go to jail, they get claps of praise by liberal lawmakers and politicians.
One step further, though. I mean, seriously, when you look at what these people are doing, they're letting people out of jail that have committed rape. They're letting people out of jail because they're afraid of the coronavirus. I guess if you're a churchgoer, they don't care if you get the coronavirus, right? They're still going to put you behind bars. Is this amazing? This is a hypocrisy that makes me crazy.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. That is their attitude. If you're among those of the faith and the church community, they'll put you behind bars. The prosecution is not saying, "Well, we'll just don't worry. We'll just have them to community service." No, they're playing hardball. They're playing hardball. So it is a clear, twisted, demented, double standard. It's like something I never saw in law school. Nothing like this, and yet it's all over the place, and I'm just hoping we can have some civility and reasonableness and some appreciation for what is equal protection under the law, what is justice, what is a system of law and order, basic concepts that we've taken for granted, I think, far too long, and now seem to be on the verge of going over the cliff, never to be returned again. So,
well, one of the things that, I title these segments that you and I do together, "Have You Given Up Your Legal Rights?" Or, "Why Have You Given Up Your Legal Rights?" kind of thing. Because, people just sit there and they'll allow, and again, most cops aren't going to do this to you, but they'll allow themselves to be run over, if you would. Legally. And they need to know that there's groups like you out there that will give them information, will help them out, and you cannot back down. You have got to fight for your rights. Our founding fathers gave it all up for us. So I don't understand what your problem is. Not you, obviously, but you know what I mean.
And also, many of the media, they look like they give this persona that Black Lives Matter is representing the black community, and the blacks want to defund the police, and they believe in these riots, and these riots represent. Reality is that's not true. I talked with a pastor, African American pastor of a black church and a black community today, this afternoon, and he's a friend of mine, and we were talking about BLM, and he said BLM is not representative of the black community. They are destroying the black community economically. They're causing, murders have gone way up specifically because of BLM and what they've been doing in these cities. And justice is being denied. It's hideous what's taking place.
I agree.
Yeah, he's not alone. He's not alone.
Nope. All right, Brad, PJI.org. People, get involved, get informed. That would be really nice, don't you think so? And we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. New movie called Bleeding Blues coming out. Kevin Jackson will join me to talk about it. We'll be back in a few minutes.